Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Something to talk about.
How about love? Love.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And earlier you heard some songs from Good Vibrations and the Beach Boys, and you heard Bethany Caudill. She's got some new CDs out where she's been in the studio in Springfield recording, and that's really cool. So you can message me for more details or check out her website at BethanyCaudill.com. And you can also check out my website, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, for more information. We've got some cool stuff coming up. May 7th, I have a fair at Soul Esteem Center in St. Louis, Missouri. And June 24th and 25th, I'll be at Spirit Fair in Springfield, Missouri. And then on July 15th, I'm going to be in Hillsboro, Illinois, at the Broad Street Bar and Grill. Actually, that's just Grill, Broad Street Grill, with Rose, the medium, and then I'm going to be in DeSoto, Missouri, July 29th, and August 18th to the 20th, I'll be in Springfield. So that gives you a little bit of an idea of what I'm up to. Bethany is going to be performing in Benton, Kentucky. That's going to be May 6th, May 5th. Bethany is going to be doing some music with her band in Gainesville, Missouri, at Antlers Package. And then May 27th, she's going to be in Salem, Illinois, at a veterans event, and then she's got something in the Ozarks, Ava, Missouri, the heart of the hills, and then she's going to be in Hillsboro. That's going to be July 15th, to give you an idea. So we've got a lot of different things coming up there, just to give you an idea, and you can check out our schedules on our website. And then, of course, we have my lovely friend Asa Knight from West Virginia, who's joined us today, and he's a master psychic, gifted clairvoyant since the age of 3. He's a master tarot reader. He's been doing that for about 18 years. He's a third generation reader. He's very straightforward. He's got clairvoyant skills. He's also got a certified master psychic certificate. He's got a master in tarot. He's also sharpened his skills, and he's also done some work through the Universal Life Church, which I have too. He's got a master in metaphysics. He's a registered clairvoyant, certified registered psychic. He's also a certified spiritualist. He's got a certificate of master in the art of tarot, a Kalamani practitioner, and, of course, an ordained minister. And he says he's learned what his gifts were and how to work with them and really hone in on them at an early age, and then he adapted the tarot to it. He does no sugarcoating. He gets right to the point, tells you everything you need to know very quickly, and he's just straight to the point, which is what I love about this guy. He just can, bing, have your answers right in front of you, and he wastes no time, which is what you really want in a practitioner and a reader. So I love working with Asen and talking about different topics and things that we like to share. So if you want to call in and ask us a question, second half, our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you can hit 1 on your keypad. Again, that's 347-237-5339. We're going to bring Asen live now and see what he's been up to and talk a little bit more maybe about some of his classes and all the other stuff he has going on. Welcome to the show, Asen. How are you?
Doing wonderful, darling. Thank you for having me. It's been a very nice winter, and, you know, it sounds like you're ramping up just like I am. You know, I'm going to be at Paracon.
Oh, yeah. Things. Awesome. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be on the 29th. And that's in Moundsville, West Virginia. And then, of course, I'm having Beltane
and
Forest on May 6th. If you're in the West Virginia area, or, you know, we have people from Ohio and all over the place, come down. It's a free day. The event's free. The music's free. We have a lot of artisans that come out and bring their wares to sell. I've collected. I won't be reading because I'll be hosting the event, and I can't do both. But, you know, I've collected a lot of the psychics around the state to come out. Some of what I think is the best the state has to offer will be there. And, you know, some people, I don't claim it, but people say that we're the largest pagan festival of the year for West Virginia. But we do it for the community. You know, and it's one of the few things that is totally community-supported, community-ran. As of last year, it was turned over to the community. So it's going to be a real fun time. And then, you know, I'm always booking in, you know, I don't turn down work.
That's awesome. So, you just go right at it and let it happen.
Exactly, honey. And, you know, I've got the tarot, you know, you were talking about my classes. I've got the tarot class up on YouTube, and I've now made it to where it doesn't matter. You didn't have to get the first class to do the, you know, when it first came up. It's on YouTube. The worksheet's there. Everything is there for you to do. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. So you can start at any time with that.
That's really nice. That's just really nice to have that very handy and available
mm-hmm.
for people. Because, you know, I know a lot of people, they want to know about it, they want to learn about it, and you just have such good, you know, hands-on things for people that really need that hands-on stuff, you know, because some people really learn better just with having an example in front of them and being able to, you know, see what's going on. I like that.
Right, and, you know, I try to teach, with the YouTube, I really have been able to do this, try to teach in all learning styles. Whether it's listening so you can listen to the video, whether it's, you know, reading something and being able to read it a few times, that's with the handouts, or the tactile where you actually do use it and you go into it. Right now there's 4 lessons up. I've got the final lesson, the 5th lesson. It'll probably go up here in a couple weeks. I've been trying to figure out how I want to do the final lesson, and, you know, because it's the final and I want it to be really good, but working on the manuscript, you know, the material, that type of thing takes a little bit of work. And, you know, that with those classes, I really want everything to be to where, you know, no matter the skill level, you can come in and, you know, take off and do it. I've had a lot of, you know, people that have read for 10 years come back and go, well, I never thought of looking at the cards that way because I don't teach traditional reading. You know, up here we have the High Priestess, the Lady of Authority, blah, 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 40 other meanings. I teach you to find your own meaning in the cards because they're your cards, and they're going to talk to you differently than the same printed deck, not the same deck, but the same printed deck will talk to me.
That's true. That's true. Everybody has their own method and their own way of diving into that and tapping into that and really finding, you know, their calling, which is very necessary and very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one meaning might mean one thing one way to somebody, and then you might look at it for somebody else and it might mean something absolutely different. I find that with the cards all the time, really. And I think that, you know, the way that you have it set up with each individual that you read, you're going to find something different in the card. So it's just fun to find your own meaning and what it means to you, and then maybe it can mean something else to somebody else.
Right. And, you know, and it allows people to really grow on their own and to persevere within their own stuff because it's at their own speed. They don't have to, you know, keep up with the speed or do a specific, you know, I'll get into the classes tomorrow. I got to do less. I don't know how many times I said, I got to do so much paperwork, you know, to get this lesson done.
And they get overwhelmed and they worry about it.
Yeah, and then it goes off into the corner because they got overwhelmed. Well, I just can't do it. That's not what you can do with my class. You actually can do it at your own pace. And go back through it as many times as you like. It is. It's so much easier. It's so much happier for the students to learn. And a lot of the, I've seen, you know, because I actually hand grade all the work, go through all of it, give you feedback on it myself. Not just you, well, you did this exercise, well, that's cute. Here's your certificate because you watched all four videos. No, I actually go through and grade and that type of thing and give feedback and stuff. So, you know, you get interaction with me. I get to see your growth. And some of these people coming up, it's like, dang, you're doing really good with this. You should have done this 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's so true. Deanna was saying that it's all an interpretation, a visual one. Well, you know, it can be visual, but it can also be something where people learn. You know, people are very different. I've even had people that use tarot that actually, you know, feel and know and do all the other things toward, you know, cards as well. But, yeah, visual is very good and very true. You could look at a card and look at the art, and it could be interpreted one way. I do that with all my decks of cards. Instead of looking at the meaning, you know, I dive into what does it mean for that person. And when I'm looking at the picture, no matter if it's the tarot or another set, what could that card mean to that person, you know, in the illustration of how the card looks. And you can do that with feeling and knowing and all that too, and even messages. I think it just all depends on, you know, what you're getting for that individual and how you read, and each individual finds their own way.
Right. And it's how, you know, because it's a tool. The tarot is nothing more than a tool. And, you know, it's like a hammer. There's 40 different ways to use a hammer. Same thing with the tarot.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find your own way of gripping with it. And, you know, this last lesson is about not filtering and not letting, it be a reflective mirror, because often this is a mistake I see psychics make, and it drives me crazy, you know, because they'll let their own personal life be reflected in every reading they're doing. And it's like, no, you need to step out of your own way. And step out of the message of the cards, because the message isn't for you, and it isn't a reflective of your life going at this person's life.
That's true. It's more channeled of what that person's life is, not what, you know, we're trying to make their life be, because that, you know, when you let it flow, it's a lot easier. Some people that are just getting comfortable use the book, but when you just really let it come through you and you determine the feeling of it on your own, and as you're saying, the instrument of it, as you're looking at it, it makes so much more sense, because, you know, that person can say, yeah, that really makes a lot of sense the way you're talking to me about what this card means, you know, in reference to what I'm going through.
Right. And, or, you know, here's the answers that go with that. But what I see a lot of times happening with, you know, some of them, and it's like Okay, they're going to read about a relationship. We know this party is going through a divorce. So every relationship they look at, you know, they're getting a divorce because the husband's cheating. Every relationship, the boyfriend or girlfriend's cheating. And it's like, no, that's not reflective of your life. Stop doing that.
Right.
Or getting set into, you know, every... And I'm going to say this, not all readings are fluffy. There should be a point
of
light somewhere in the reading.
No.
You know, because there's always an out. There's always an option. There's always a choice. It's not set in stone. And I find a lot of people just want to leave it be set in stone and be, you know, all negative all the time. And it's like, no, you need
mm-hmm.
to, like, go take a cleanse or something. Take a break. You know,
exactly.
Go walk or something if you're going to be doing that. You know, and, you know, granted, I don't double read, meaning I don't read somebody else's reading, but there's just evidence, you know, and I think psychics have to learn, you know, when it's not a day to read. You know, they're not feeling
and
it, they're not in the mood.
You'll have days like that.
Yeah.
I have
had people,
I'll take a day off because I will know I'm off, and it's
right.
one of those things in my body that I know, because what we're both working on here, Bethany, too, we're working on
mm-hmm.
conscious eating and conscious meditation, and she's been doing a lot of singing and stuff, too, just going
right.
into the studio doing different events. And if we're feeling off or I'm feeling off, I'll take a day off and I'll have people just, well, where were you at? You know, I want a refund or whatever. That's just normal online. But
right.
they're impatient. They want it right now.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't understand is sometimes when a reader is having an off day, the best reader will take a day off and say, no, I'm
that's
not going to do any today because I'm not up to it.
Well, is that or, you know, and here's the thing that I see, and I'm guilty of this. I've done this in the past. When we're on, we just stay on and we stay on and we stay on, and then we wear ourselves down to the nub. You know,
oh, yeah.
And end up in bed for a week. And people are like, well, why doesn't he have any available appointments? Well, it's because he's freaking done 50 yesterday. I mean, a great example was
you're burning the candle at both ends. You're burning the candle at both ends. And I love it because my guides and even my angels sometimes will say, you need to take a break. You're not feeling
mm-hmm.
good. And I'll go,
right.
I don't want to take a break. I'm going to keep going. And then when I get sick, boy, I learned this really fast after they did this to
mm-hmm.
me. I end up, like you said, in bed for a week, and I hear in the back of, you know, my mind here or in my ear, well, we tried to tell you, you know, to take
mm-hmm.
a break, and you wouldn't do
now
it.
Now you get
so
one.
Now look at where you are. Now you're going to take a break because we're going to make you take a break, and I'm going,
mm-hmm.
oh, crap. Okay, so I should have listened to you. It's the same thing with food. You know, I'll be thinking, oh, that looks good. And I'll hear, no, it's not. You shouldn't be eating
mm-hmm.
that. And I'm going, okay. And then I'll find something else, and they'll allow me to have that. So it's just, you know, once you really listen to that, and it is important to listen to it because we all need breaks. We all need to stop burning the candle at both ends, which you and I both have done. And,
yeah.
you know, just be real conscientious of that.
Well, not only that, but it comes, unfortunately, it comes with the business. And, you know, Edgar Cayce
oh, yeah.
was supposed to only do 2 readings a day. Dear God, 2 readings a day. I do sometimes 2 readings in 15 minutes. But, you know, and he was really bad with it, too. Sylvia Brown was also bad with it. She had to set a limit of 20 readings a day. That's all that she was
mm-hmm.
could do, or she got terrible. And, you know, terrible sick, worse than, you know, a lot of what I've heard for sex, but that's very common, you know. So for new readers, they've got to learn their limits. And it may be 1 tarot reading a day, or it may be 5 tarot readings a day, but you got to find your limit, or you will burn out totally and be just mush.
Absolutely.
Mentally and physically, because it's so interesting, you know. One of the first things that go with me is my voice. When it's not the right time, my voice isn't gone. Other times I can talk for 6 years.
I believe that. That's just one of those things. They will stop you you know, the, your helpers stop you from doing what it is you're,
right.
you know, you could try to push through and do it, and they'll stop you in your tracks and say,
yep.
nope, you're not going to do it.
And, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what cold suppressant you take or whatever, you're going to need, just need to go to bed. And that's what a lot of times I end up doing is just going to bed and going, forget it, I need rest. It's time to rest the body.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll know. You'll be told, you'll hit that limit, or you'll just get that feeling and you'll go, that's it. That's all
yep.
I can do today.
Yep. You know, so you got to, you know, manage yourself. And, you know, clients don't like it because, sorry, the storm, that's where you build that network. Also, you know, with people, example, you know, if I'm off, you know, I've got a group and they can go and talk to you, or, you know, I can't take the appointment, so I'll send it to Amanda, or I'll send it to my co-host Rainey and say, hey, do you have an opening for 5 o'clock? This client really needs someone. You know, that type
yeah.
of referral system that needs to go on.
It's always good to have a referral system just in case you're
mm-hmm.
just not up to, you know, doing what you need to do, and you've put your appointments on hold for, you know, well,
right.
I'll start booking appointments the next day or in 2 days later,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're back to normal again. Absolutely.
Right. And, you know, that happens. And then I'm starting to find that I need, like, referrals for other things because, you know, example, clients bring me medical stuff. I'm not a medical doctor. You know, sometimes I get medical stuff and I'll give it to you, but I'll tell you, go see your doctor. So, you know, locating good doctors, that type of thing, getting those referrals together comes with kind of the territory, you know, because you got to be able
mm-hmm.
to refer out to the professionals on some things that aren't your speed.
Right. Well, what I was going to say about, you know, referring a doctor or referring people, you know, it's good to say, okay, I'm picking up that you have this or that going on and this over here going on. But I think that one of the things we have to remember with that is, like you said, you know, we don't give medical advice. We give impressions of what we get and what we see. Like you could say, well, I get the feeling of, you know, this or that or X. But, you know, the biggest thing we have to remember about that is, like you said, we don't diagnose. We tell them, okay, go get it checked out by your doctor.
Right. You know, because it may be not there. It may be just stagnant energies, you know, there. It may be, you know, a reflection. Here's an example. Wonderful psychic, very good psychic, wonderful Reiki practitioner. I went in for a Reiki treatment. And she looked at me and she says, you need to get to the doctor. You have cancer. And I'm like, I don't have cancer. My father had cancer at the time. He had just been diagnosed. And she was picking it up, but couldn't fine-tune to the positioning of who it was.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could be picking up on the next person next to them. You could be picking up on them,
mm-hmm.
and it could be something they need to get checked out. But, you know, if they say, well, what are your impressions of this? I'll say, well, this is the, you know, intuitive impression I get. This is what's
mm-hmm.
coming to me. But you also need to go seek out medical advice because, you know, they tell you you're not supposed to give medical advice. You can say, well, I'm getting the impression of it's this, and it looks
right.
like this, and this is what you need to do. So, and then I always throw in there, because you absolutely should, like you said, you don't do, you know, you don't give out medical advice. I would tell them, go seek out, you know, a doctor to check it out.
Exactly. You know, they've got such, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a psychic. I'm not trained to be a doctor. I'm not trained to be a lawyer. I can tell you exactly how I see the case going and kind of direct you to, okay, you need to go this way to get this one. You know, this is a lawyer. But we can't go represent you in court. We can't go and...
Oh, no.
You know,
no way.
You know, all the FCC freaking have our heads.
They really would.
Yeah.
They really would. And some people want you to give them, you know, well, you have this or you have that. And it's like, no, we can't do
mm-hmm.
that. We can say, it looks like this, or...
Right.
You know, what I'm picking up is this, and that's what a psychic does. You direct, but, you know, the main thing is you should get it investigated,
mm-hmm.
you know, as backup proof.
Right. You know, and, you know, for me, it's always a hot or a cold area. You know, like, your knees are a little hot, so that means that there's an issue there. Or, you know, your head looks like it's got some, you know, some heat around it. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other psychics are able to go, oh, yeah, I can see your heart there. Yeah, there, the valve there is a little leaky. You still should go and see a doctor.
Right. And even though you can see that, you know, one of those things is if they say, well, you know, it looks like you have that leaky valve going on. Okay, go see a heart person just to be sure, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get that looked at.
Right. Before you, you know, take on that energy or assign that energy to yourself or drive yourself that crazy.
Right. First thing is definitely to get it checked out and looked at and just,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, some are medical intuitives or health intuitives, and they can look, plus they know enough about natural medicine, which is also good. So that means they're certified as a holistic practitioner. I love going to holistic practitioners. That's a better avenue sometimes than Western. Of course, we need Western and holistic together.
Right.
You know, especially for those real serious issues. Exactly.
Okay. And,
exactly.
You know, and it's one of those things, you want all of them. You know, it's kind of like when you got an issue at the house, you want everybody involved in it. Same thing with your health and, you know, your finances. You know, you'll want everybody involved and everybody helping and aiding you to head towards your goal. And I find a lot of
exactly.
people get a little worrisome because they're like, and, you know, I've told, I don't know how many times, I wish I had a count of how many times I said, go see a financial advisor. And I'm not talking a psychic. I'm talking
yes.
to somebody that can sit there and go, well, if you want to retire at 75, then that means that you need to do X, Y, and Z. Or this is how you need to set your will up if you want this to occur. Why? Because we're not that.
No,
you know,
it just helps them to better prepare. They'll say, well, what do you think I should do about my finances here and here, you know, and my will here and here? Okay, well, we could tell you how we see it, but the best way to set it up is to have somebody who actually does that work set you up, you know, really
exactly.
well. So it is like a referral-based system based on, you know, okay, well, you can
mm-hmm.
see it this way, and you should seek out this person, and this is how it goes, you know, so that's
right.
kind of an order. That's what we do. We see the order of it. And then it's their job to go out and, you know, do the rest of the work.
Exactly. You know, and sometimes they don't want to, and sometimes it's not easy work, people, but it's part of being an adult. It's like as soon as you have something over the value of $500, you need to have a will. You need to have a trust set up when you get over $10,000 of assets. Those are kind of like standard things that, you know, it comes with being an adult.
Absolutely. It's territory that's just looking at your life, setting it up,
mm-hmm.
putting your life how you want it, and then also, you know, visualizing your life because,
right.
you know, we have those people that are kind of down and they get stuff in the way, which is all of us. You know, we
mm-hmm.
all get there sometimes, but then working on the proper manifestations and mantras and things that you can say to, you know, work toward that goal in your life that you want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think that's awesome. Well, is there anything else you want to share before we take a commercial break?
No, honey, because we'll talk about the shows at the end of this show and the other things that I'm doing with those.
All right. Well, I will take a commercial break and then we'll come back, do some announcements on your end with shows, and then we'll take some callers.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Look forward to it.
All right. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Aeson Knight. You can check him out at Aeson, AESONKNIGHT.com. You can check out Bethany at BethanyCaudell.com, and you can check myself out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. We'll be back right after this commercial break. We're going to take callers. You can hit 1 on your keypad. Phone number is 347-237-5339, or you can also ask me a question in chat, and we'll get there. We'll see you right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The years that go wondering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags from home day birth, and how my mama put the rags to you. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet out. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck.
I was rich as I could be.
Okay, welcome back. You are listening to Bethany Caudell singing Superstitious. That's on one of her new CDs. Then she also sang Code of Many Colors. So now we're going to take callers and bring Asen back. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. And I just want to shout out a happy birthday to Ashley, my friend Stacy's daughter in Ozark. She passed her driver's license test today, so happy 16th birthday, Ashley, and congratulations on your driver's license. Awesome job. Anyway, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can hit 1 on your keypad, or you can also type in the chat room if you have a question. We're going to bring Asen back live now. Welcome back, Asen.
Welcome back, and happy birthday, Ashley. I hope you have a really blessed year. 16 is always so fun.
Yeah, it really is. Her mom is actually learning about her intuitive gifts, her mom, Stacy. So I just got word that Ashley passed her driver's license test today. So I thought, yeah, I'll wish them a hello and a happy birthday to Ashley. So cool.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. And, you know, God, what I would do to go back to that time. So
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah. Take the knowledge we already have and go back. That would be just scary.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so before
you know,
we get started, do you have any announcements?
I do. I have some kind of some reminders.
Awesome.
Of course, Beltane and Forest is May 6th. We're going to have children's activities. Actually, while we run break, we're finishing up talking about them with the girl that's going to run it for us. They're going to be making rattles and drums and Bridget's crosses and Beltane poles, and that'll be really fun for the kids. So be sure to bring the little ones out for that. And that's on May 6th at Coonson Sparks in Charleston. We have conversations with Asen. That's every Tuesday night at 11, and that's the time that I kind of sit back and let the callers become my co-hosts, and we talk about a world of topics that you probably won't hear me talk about on other shows. And then Wednesday nights we have the Psychic Coffee Shop on Blog Talk Radio also, and that's with my co-host Rainey Love, and that's at 11, and we normally have a get, and we sometimes have writers stop by, different artists stop by, different psychics stop by for the first half of the hour, and then the second half of the hour we try to take your calls, and of course you always get a psychic's point of view on some of the hot topics going on. And then me and Rainey have launched the monthly energy overviews, and you can get those on my YouTube channel. It's actually a live YouTube video. We just yesterday done May's energy overview, and right now it's the hour-long show that has them all, but I'm going to be breaking those up and posting those up on my Facebook. You can follow me on social media. It's always Asen Knight, AesonKnight.com, to stay up to date with where
awesome.
I'm going, what I'm doing, you know, my appointments, all that. So, Miss Amanda, you got them lined up for us?
I sure do. And you can check out my website for my schedule at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And you can check Bethany out at BethanyCaudell.com. So, yeah, we have some lined up here to take callers. And again, that call-in number is 347-237-5339. Or if you're in chat and you want to say something, just go ahead and give us a chat. We're going to go to our first caller here, which is area code 857. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
I'm well, Amanda. Hi, Asen. How are you?
Doing great, darling. How are you?
I'm well. It's nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear yours, darling. So how can I help you?
Having a little problem with, hopefully it's been resolved, but it's in regards to my boss.
Okay.
And the VP of HR.
Mm-hmm.
There was an issue that was going on between, you know, with myself and my boss, and this has been going on for about 2 years, and I had
mm-hmm.
no idea as to what was happening. I just knew that she didn't speak to me for about a year.
Right.
And
that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, and when I went to address it, they're saying that the problem was because I was tardy. And I said, okay, I understand that, but that doesn't justify not speaking. The behavior, they're not addressing their behavior in regards
right.
to this. I still say it was something deeper than that. You just
I
cannot.
I think it is, too. I think it's a personal issue, but because this is petty. Really, you're not going to
it
talk
is.
To your employee that's late? Come on, I'm going to be freaking going up your chain and back if you're late showing up for my office. Just saying.
Yes.
But no, there's a personal issue there. She also,
yes.
I feel like that she feels that you can do her job, and that scares her.
Yes. Oh my God. That's what she told her boss, who's the VP. She's the manager at HR. That's what she told him that. And he
uh-huh.
tells me that she's afraid of you. Afraid
yeah.
of me.
Yeah,
afraid of
that,
though, that you may get upset, and I don't want to rock any boats. I'm like, but you're my boss,
right?
You're my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And if I get upset or not get upset, you're assuming that I'm going to do that. you still have a duty
and a job to do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I said, if I'm such a problem, you needed to have written me up a year ago instead of carrying all this avoidance and this anger and this frustration around for a year and not speaking to me. And that poison went throughout my department. And I'm big sitting there figuring what's going on, why are these people treating me to the point that I was going to quit. This can't just be about me being tardy.
No, this is her being
it's
scared
personal.
You take her job.
And owning it, owning up to your behavior. And that also goes along with the VP of HR. Why would you support this type of behavior from your worker?
All right. And I feel like that's because he doesn't have the whole picture.
Yeah.
Okay. All he sees is, okay, you're not talking, you know, you've reported that she's not talking to you, and she's scared
because
of you
I'm
because...
tardy?
Because you're tardy. Really? Give me a break. Okay?
He's like, no, this is because you're tardy. I'm like, no, you don't treat somebody like this because they're tardy. You address the issue. You take care of it. But you drag it on, and now you pull everybody else into it that they need to keep an eye on me to see what I'm doing. And I'm the odd man out because you don't tell me.
Right.
Yeah, that's bad and wrong, and it's personal.
Yes.
Right, because this isn't professional. This isn't on your professional performance. This is a total fear situation, and it has to do with her being afraid that you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And you're going to knock her out of position. And I see this from a lot of ladies that lived through the 80s and the climate of the got to fight to the top and break the glass ceiling mentality because they stopped supporting the other people to get them through the glass door that they've cut.
Yeah. I mean, just downright bad behavior. And I was shocked. He's like, no, that's what it is. No, that's all what it is. That's exactly what it is because it has really, you know, it's really a problem. Really? If it was a problem, why didn't you address it a year ago?
Exactly.
Why are you acting like
a two-year-old and pouting over it?
Yes.
Exactly.
So I said, if that's a problem, then you need to write me up. I don't have an issue with it. Do your job. Write me up. Don't treat me any different than you would anybody else. Write me up.
Right.
Well, she should have done is she was just being really nice to you. I said, no, you're not nice to me. What you've done is that you destroyed the relationship.
Exactly. And
that's
it wasn't being nice to you. I don't know what planet somebody is being nice.
You undermined me.
That's not being nice at all.
And you're setting me up. Exactly.
Right.
You undermined me and you were setting me up. That's not nice.
Mm-mm.
That's not being kind to me.
No. That's not even
being
professional.
And that's exactly what I said to him. There's nothing professional here. I don't...
Right.
My respect, it's out the door. You should have brought this up a year ago. But then again, you added other people around, other employees to keep an eye on me. So now you're dragging in somebody else when it should have been between me and my boss.
Right. Which may be a violation of company policy, by the way.
Yes.
It is.
You're putting in other people to keep an eye on me when you don't have the guts or the courage to say, hey, Gwen, you know what? Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. You know, I want to know what's going on. I want to know why you're tardy. I want to know why. But no, you keep it under wraps, and you say nothing, but you treat me like garbage.
Right, but the whole thing there is that ain't the real issue.
Yes.
Okay. You could have been 15 minutes early every day for the whole year.
Yeah.
You'd still be going through this because it's a personal thing
of
I'm fearful you can take my job.
Yeah. But why would the VP be a part of that? Why would he condone that? Okay.
All he's doing is going, she said, you know, he's going, hey, what's this problem? Why are you, you know, we've got this report, what's this problem?
Right.
And she's going, well, she's tardy all the time. And I don't want to create issues, so I don't argue with her.
Right. Exactly. Yep.
So he has to go off of what he's being told.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't think he's a part of it. I think that all he is the middleman between the two of you. What the problem is you're overskilled for your position. She knows that you're looking to move up in the company, and she is fearful of it being her job.
Wow.
Now, you do take a position change in June, honey, but I'm not sure which direction you go there because you've got three different options within that company alone.
You know what? I could, but I just feel like really burnt, distrustful of them.
Right.
Because, you know, the very things in which we're supposed to come to you in regards to human resources, you've undermined it. You made me to the point where I had to go to the COO and say, I quit, because you couldn't come to me and tell me what the issue was. You made it so bad that you didn't speak to me. I wasn't included in meetings. You ostracized me, and you, to me, it's, you silenced.
Not.
So to me, you don't deserve anything else from me.
Right. But what she's expecting is a knife.
Yeah. And the fact that you would go to the VP and say, I'm afraid of her. That didn't sit right with me, because you would think that I was this horrible person and I'm trying to cause problems with you and trying to hurt you and harm you. Only he knows that this is woman that's trying to hurt her, that she's afraid of. We need to keep an eye on her behavior.
Right. And had nothing to do with your behavior.
No. They didn't own up to anything. Nothing.
Right.
They owned nothing.
Right. Well, he couldn't own anything because he didn't know to own anything.
Mm.
She, on the other hand, is the issue. And you may have to go above the issue.
Yeah.
Okay? And above him and go, look, here's what's going on. This is my problem. This is what needs to be handled. Or you can look at going to another department.
I'm looking at going to another department, but out of this company.
That'll be fine, honey. It'll be there in June.
It's good.
Exactly.
I'm going to work towards it, but I'm not going to carry this. I'm not going to carry this.
I wouldn't take it on.
This was my problem. I'm not taking it on.
All right.
I refuse to.
All right. Because it isn't. And I wouldn't let it impact you spiritually, emotionally, anything.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, but I feel like my eyes are open.
Yeah, but, honey, you're carrying it like a brick.
Yeah.
She ain't worth it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just going to start looking for another job.
And you'll find a very good one, good work environment. I want you to focus more on the environment when you're looking at jobs than the duties.
True. Yeah, you're right. I can't carry this because it really isn't. It's not my problem.
Doesn't belong
my problem
to you.
My problem.
Doesn't belong to you, so don't carry it.
Yeah. And my issue was the tardiness, but it's grown into something bigger and darker.
Than
what it should have been.
Right. And see, I don't think that you weren't late every day of the year.
No.
For the past freaking 2 years. Okay? That is a scapegoat. Issue.
I just lost my respect. I just lost my respect for them. So.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to move on. And I'm good with it. I'm really good with it. It's time.
Good.
It's time. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for hearing this. I knew that.
Thank
you
very much.
You're welcome, honey.
You know, I wasn't crazy.
You have a good day.
No, you're not.
Well,
no, you're not.
Many blessings.
Many blessings, darling.
Blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is area code 573. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
573. Is that me?
At you. What's up?
I am recently retired.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Yeah, we can hear you.
And I've been in touch with a woman online, and we've recently started dating, and I just wonder what you see for me.
All right. I think you're still trying to figure out what to do with yourself with the retirement, so I do feel like you're going to be moving forward with it. The dating relationship looks to be fun, and I think that you need to keep it fun for about another 3 months.
3 months.
Yep. You two need to get to know each other more.
That's true.
Okay.
I just bought an RV, and we're planning on traveling in the RV. We really have a strong bond.
Right, and that's fine. But looking at the connection, I would get to know each other and do some more overnighting, maybe short trips in the RV, before we go taking off across the country.
Good advice.
Okay. Because you guys still have some groundwork to lay with the communication, with sorting yourselves out, with, you know, each other's life goals.
Good. And what about my financial situation?
I think you're fine. In retirement, I think you're going to be fine financially.
You're definitely fine.
I feel the same way.
Okay, you've done well in your planning. Now it's time to enjoy the fun. But do it responsibly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys very much. You've been wonderful.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
Have
a good day. Have a blessing. Okay, our next caller is area code 253. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you? Area code 253.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm so sorry. I'm just wondering if you see Kenny and I progressing in a relationship or staying friends.
I think you progress, but it's going to be slow because he's still walking wounded.
What does that mean, walking wounded?
Walking wounded means he still has emotional pains left over from another relationship.
Aww.
Okay. So let's take it slow. Let's get comfy with each other. Let's let it build and work itself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you see anything else for us?
Well, I think the relationship will continue to grow and do well.
Like, do you see me moving down there?
Yeah, I think it's going well.
I think you'll move down there. There's more opportunities for you down there anyhow. But, again, I wouldn't – well, maybe not again. Maybe I didn't say it, but I wouldn't look at this for another year.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, our next caller is area code 305-300. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
Well, I am. I'm happy to talk to you.
How can we help you, darling?
Last time we spoke, that night, you asked me, "Do you have a car?" And I said, "Yeah, but it's not working." You said, "Run!" And then the program crashed, and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been keeping that in mind since, I don't know, 5-6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did have an accident on March 5th as a passenger sitting behind
mm-hmm.
the driver. So I wondered if that's what you connected to. I don't know.
It's a good possibility, but I feel like you're still going through a season of change and a season of growth that's good for you.
Okay.
I think you still are working on getting yourself into a good position.
Will I?
Yes. You will.
How long do you anticipate?
Oh, I'd say probably within the next 3 to 6 weeks.
That would be a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah,
today
that seems about right.
Oh, thanks, Amanda. I'm sitting here with an abscess tooth and you'll wait to go to the dentist. And
hydroperoxide
it's very
your ears.
Challenging. Say that again.
Hydroperoxide your ears.
Inside? Very little?
Yeah.
Lightly? Okay.
Yeah, like about a capful. About every 4 hours.
With a little, I forget what they're called.
No, just they can pour it in there.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
And clove for the pain.
Yes, I love that. I'm probably going to make a cinnamon, clove, and anise tea today.
That would be good for you. But those will get you through until you can get into the dentist or into a doctor, because a doctor will prescribe antibiotics to you.
Can't do that. Don't have the fun right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, honey.
And I'm looking forward to that situation changing and being able to get
it
back
will.
To work.
Right. And it will, and you will.
Okay. Amanda?
Yeah.
I have another friend on Facebook who also does young essential oils. And she was writing about valor being back. And I love the word valor. It's like courage. But
yes,
I wanted to let you know.
Great oil.
Hope to be able to get it soon. Do you have any messages of light for me?
I just want you to keep hanging in there. And if you really work with, you know, that peroxide and clove, that's going to really help you. Just really work with that because it's going to help you in the ending to feel a lot better.
All right. I will do that. I will do that as soon as the program is over. I'll just go take the phone into the kitchen and do it that way.
I'd suggest, honey, taking a towel, laying it on the couch, and just pouring it in your ear that way.
Yeah.
Repeat, please, Asen.
Take peroxide. Put it in the cap, lay down on the couch with your head on the side there, and just pour it in that way instead of trying to monkey it on in front of the sink.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, dear.
Thanks very much, and I do listen to you sometimes online.
Awesome.
And sometimes I call in, and I really worried about that, but I didn't want to belabor the point at the time, so.
Right. Yeah,
I
and
wish
also
you've
got to remember, we're in repeat. You can actually go back and listen to us again.
Oh, yeah, but it's just that the program crashed and it was towards the end of the program.
Oh, yeah.
So you finished it and
right.
It was close to midnight, so I didn't want to belabor the point.
Yeah, but by 6 o'clock in the morning, you could go back and listen to it and it would still have been there.
Okay, I'm not getting it because you ended the program. You finished it.
Right.
So
right.
There was nothing else that was said after that.
That's different because normally, even though it'll go off and go into streaming like we are now, it'll still go into the replay.
Right, but I did hear what you said.
Okay.
And I, you know, paid close attention to it. And you said run, so I'm saying, okay, I was wondering what the imminent danger was. And then, of course, I do have to move away from here, unfortunately.
Yeah, you need to get away. That was the point of it, was do you need to get away from there?
Yeah.
Well, if I have the funds, I'm going to do that.
Okay, darling.
Okay, so I forget the name of the festivity.
Beltane in the forest.
The Beltane.
Yes.
So happy Beltane to you and everyone in West Virginia, and celebrate
Thank
nature.
You. Yes, darling. You have a great day.
Thank you, Asa.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Amanda.
Blessings. All right, Asa, that was our last caller. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, darling. Thank you for having me. You're doing such great work. I'm glad to hear you're touring this year. I hope we run into each other. And I'll talk to our listeners tomorrow night at 11 with Conversations with Ace. And good night, y'all.
All right. Sounds great. We'll talk soon. Thanks for being my guest today. We'll do it again. All right, everybody, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Asen Knight. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day, everybody.
Step onto the astroturf. Get yourself a cruiser. Let's go. prize. Wood paneling with a water slide. I can't beat the heat, so let's take a ride. On the pontoon, making waves and catching rays up on the roof. Jumping out the back, don't act like you don't want to. Party in slow motion, higher in the open, motorboating. On the pontoon. On the pontoon.
Treat me wrong, so honey, I'll be good and gone. I'll be willing.
can choose. Walk on.
Free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And